Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the wide, real world of French pianist Tony Tixier, we begin the 709th episode of Neon Jazz with his whirlwind recordings release of I Am Human with the tune Like Someone in Love. The album is a series of collaborations with musicians during lockdown and a defined affirmation of common musical and human goals. Featuring his brother Scott on the violin, Kansas City and Paris bass cat Herman Mahari on trumpet, Casey's strong bassist, Ben Leifer, and special guests like Kansas City native and a star also in Paris, the great Logan Richardson on the alto. Tony made his first stage appearance at the age of 7, and in 2012, he opened for Herbie Hancock at a jazz festival with his twin brother. He's been all over the place, and his star is always rising. And we talked to him here at Neon Jazz over the last winter, and he defined who he really is.
I think I would say I'm a human. That's the name of my last album. Actually, it's a good question because when I did this album, I was like thinking as me as an individual, you know, point of view with my own pair of eyes, my own set of ears, and this individual is connected to the womb.
Welcome to Neon Jazz.
Stand by.
All right. There we go.
That's who I am.
That's who I am. We needed just a little bit of clarity around here, and we got it.
So much for the sneeze switch.
This first part's full of dust. All right. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a pivotal point on the American map, full of music nightly, here in this post-COVID revival world. Right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready and willing with the jazz, baby. And speaking of Herbie Hancock, Tony had a great story. And as we get into the Herbie tune Live and Awake, listen to the tale.
It was crazy because as a kid, I was listening to his music, and I still do, actually. So, and all this great master, when you get to actually meet the person, it's so incredible, you know, it's amazing. But also, you make me realize that Herbie was a human, like just a human being.
Dan Blake, saxophonist, composer, based in New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was saxophonist Dan Blake with the tune Dr. Armchair off the 2021 CD Da Fe. How about that? Dr. Armchair and Da Fe.
We got going. Sounds like an interesting radio show.
Yes, it does. This Brooklyn artist has enjoyed a wide-ranging career performing for the likes of avant guru Anthony Braxton and Grammy Award-winning jazz pop star Esperanza Spalding and folks in between. He's a musician who lives for all manner of collaborations and innovation. And he loves himself some John Coltrane. As we get into the tune Soul Train, listen to Dan open up about it a little bit.
You know, to my own interest in spirituality, you're mentioning Coltrane, and I have this quote here actually pulled up on my computer already. He says, "There is never any end. There are always new sounds to imagine and new feelings to get at." I just love that. And he says, "We have to keep on cleaning the mirror." And I've been thinking about that phrase lately, what that means, to keep on cleaning, to see most clearly who we are. And just that fact that that's the potential for this music so beautiful.
Thank you.
is Miles Dunning from Boston, Massachusetts. Please listen to Joe DeMeo and Me on Jazz to keep jazz alive in America. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was the veteran New England horn player Miles Donahue with the tune Living Room Blues off his 2021 CD, Just Passing Through. This hard bop, post bop musician is well versed on the trumpet, along with the tenor and soprano sax. Originally from Watertown, Massachusetts, where he began studying the trumpet at the age of 10, it stuck. And when we talked to him recently, he opened up about his album and the world of jazz CDs.
I think jazz artists in general don't make enough albums that hold people's interest for the all nine songs.
In the early 90s, he became one of the many American jazz musicians who started his recording career on an independent European label. And that's a part of who he is, and he explains that.
Well, I guess you could say I'm a devout musician and a person who's discovered jazz, which is, you know, sort of America's classical music. Having discovered it and knowing that I can never run out of things to practice and I can never not get any better.
From the crazy talented jazz alto saxophonist and soprano saxophonist Charlie Mariano, we travel next. Here's the tune The Shout off the 2016 CD called A Portrait.
A portrait.
It's a portrait. I'm going to take a pretty picture, a portrait of
you. It's a portrait of me. You sit here, you're sucking on a York.
Or a portrait of. Dig in, kids.
Hey, this is pianist Chris Patashall out of New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz.
That was the deep kind of piano cat, Chris Pattishall, with the tune Libra off his 2021 CD called Zodiac. Originally from Durham, North Carolina, he is a musician that makes his living moonlighting as a besuited scholar of Earl Hines and Errol Garner. But he's more like a man in a wolf sweatshirt when he's off the clock, cultivating a fascination with the surreal. That's how he rolls. And one of his major influences is the legendary jazz pianist, arranger, and composer with deep Kansas City roots, the great Mary Lou Williams. Chris did talk about that. And as we get into her tune, 1930, called Nightlife, probably a different era for her. Let's listen to him explain.
The other total legacy of Mary Lou is like that of just sort of nurturer, educator, someone who took care of so many people who were in need, even when she was absolutely, you know, basically destitute. She still was there caring for people. She took care of sick jazz musicians, musicians who were, you know, suffering with addiction. She really just a saint, you know.
Hi, my name is David Larson from Spokane, Washington, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was composer, saxophonist, and educator David Larson with the tune Taurus Moon off the 2021 CD, The Mulligan Chronicles. And as evidenced by this new CD, he was greatly swayed by the legendary jazz saxophonist, clarinetist, composer, and arranger Jerry Mulligan. As we get into the tune Frenesi off the 2008 CD, Out of Nowhere, listen to David explain.
When I started doing work, I realized that, you know, Jerry Mulligan was not just sort of one of the guys who helped found this. He was really sort of the lightning rod for this style of jazz in a way. And his influence was just so much bigger than I think people really understand in most capacities.
This is guitarist Larry Newcomb, guitarist, composer, band leader, and I am here to tell you how wonderful is Joe Dimino's show, Neon Jazz. I'm newly discovering it myself, and I'm starting to spend a lot of time on Neon Jazz. This beautiful interviews, this beautiful music. It's truly a labor of love, and I highly recommend Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino to you.
That was veteran guitarist Larry Newcomb. I can't believe we're already at this point where we're at the end of the show. It's like sometimes there's a handful of songs and we're out.
Yep. Well, we've been a little chatty.
Yes, we have. So Larry is joined by his quartet with the tune Love Intentionally. He has dedicated this third recording as a leader called Love Dad to his three sons, one of whom is Jake. He's a bassist in his dad's quartet. He's on the album. And during a very revealing interview with Larry, he opened up about the power of music as a force.
Music for me is the greatest healing force. So we just offer that. We put it out there. You know, we're not buying Maseratis yet. We get tips, but we get a lot of people saying, hey, you know, you're making our week, and we look forward to this every week.
And we have arrived at our final cut, the swan song, the curtain call. It's from the brainchild of the great Chick Corea, who we recently lost, from the fusion band formed back in 1971, Return to Forever. So this is our curtain call, as I've said, and it was a very moving memory.
Overture, turn the lights, this is it.
Get your snacks and get out.
Don't forget your shine box.
That's right, you kids. This was a very moving memory for Larry. Listen to him explain as we get into the tune, Music Magic.
Well, you know, and now with Chick passing away, I have to say, it wasn't the first live jazz show, but one of the most powerful for me was I saw Return to Forever in 1975 at the Berklee Community Theater, which is a beautiful venue, and it's not very large, so really there's no bad seats there. We were in the balcony, we were very, very close. I was blown away by the energy and the synchronicity and just the beauty of what they were doing.
With that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that's always returning to forever, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yeah, I have lots of dreams about flying.
That's what I'm talking about. There's a lot of forever.
Okay.
We got to get back. You got to get back to move forward. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. Give us your version of forever. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, kids. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Helps me take away the haze. As we go on through life, we need someone to play that song again.
Jazz.